Oilprice.com says renewed COVID fears have managed to do what President Biden could not, sending oil prices crashing. Oil prices experienced one of their worst trading days in recent memory on Friday, plunging by over 10% on fears of the Omicron variant. Mr. Biden is releasing 50 million barrels of oil from the country's strategic petroleum reserve in a bid to fight rising gas prices. But if drivers hope the oil barrel release equals immediate price relief at a time immediately, then some experts say they better keep on hoping. We're joined now by Andrew Keschner, personal finance reporter at MarketWatch. Andy, set this up.
So first off, this is jumping off the news from the White House that it is going to be releasing 50 million barrels of oil from its from the country's strategic petroleum reserve. It's asking, what difference does that make in supply and demand and gas prices, which we all know about and care about and see going up right now?
All right, so nobody, at least who you quoted in your story, saying don't spend that money too fast. It's not like a dollar a gallon is coming off the price.
No. The folks I talked to said it may make a little bit of difference, but that difference, if and when it comes, is going to come next year, in January, and it may just be a couple cents off every gallon. There's a lot of variables here. There's open questions of how, this announcement came in concert with other countries saying that they were going to be releasing some of their reserves to increase supply. But there's a question of what OPEC plus countries will do, whether they will dial down their supply or they will keep it up. That's one thing. There's also the fact that refineries have made their orders already for December. So kind of, as one guy said, like the fridge is full of milk. So, they're not going to buy more milk right now. So, that's why we have this delay in it happening. And the president himself said sort of the same thing. He said that there will be price decreases and it won't be overnight, but it's coming. That's what he said.
The impact that this will have, if it comes next year, say in January, could come at a time where we really don't drive as much as we usually do in other parts of the year, right? I mean, sometimes we get snowed in. Sometimes the roads are icy. We don't go out. Sometimes it's too cold to go out to the movie or the dinner on a weekend. So politically speaking, is this something consumers will notice?
It's a good point. Now's the time. People are on the roads between now and the end of the year. And in January, people are, taking a break from it all. It's this question of, is this some empty political gesture or not? And, again, when I talked to some of these experts, they said, maybe there's certainly a political element to it, but at the same time, in this moment of high inflation on so many things, especially gas, he's got to do something. He's got to show he's doing something. So we're driving less in January, but at least he's trying to do something.
I'm speaking with Andrew Keschner, reporter at MarketWatch. He's written a piece saying basically don't hold your breath if you think that by tapping the strategic petroleum reserve, gasoline prices are going to rocket lower. So the president wants an investigation right into potential price gouging, as he has suggested. And reaction from the industry has been basically what?
Well, I guess it all remains to be seen. But, I haven't been following the industry reaction so closely. But I would wager a guess that they would be saying that they have labor problems and they have supply challenges, just like pretty much every other industry out there. He has said that the wholesale prices are up, but you haven't seen pump prices really budge all that much for drivers. So he's saying what gives here, and he's asking the Federal Trade Commission to at least take a look at it. And it's something that some experts have noticed. They've said, hey, there are some, pretty fat margins. So why don't we pass these along?
Thanks, Andy. Andrew Keschner, personal finance reporter at MarketWatch.